antiseptic.
Or a brown liquid medicine.
Iodine.
And a real bitter medicine.
Quinine.
And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you say that he
was killed.
Okay. Any nice ways of saying that a person died?
Passed away or transpired.
What about a crude way of saying that?
Died is the only one I can think of.
Mm-hmm. You'd say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
of.
And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
And any old name for that?
What?
Any old-fashioned name for that?
Burying ground or burial ground.
Mm-hmm. And what they put the body in?
Coffin or casket.
And if people are dressed in black at a funeral, you say that they're in
mourning. And you know what that reminds me of?
What?
If a woman's husband died way back yonder about 80 years ago, a woman, she might have a box full of good stationery. No, that's set aside. She gets mourning stationery, which has a black border around the note sheets and a black border around the envelope. And they use those for what they thought was a proper length of time before going back to the regular stationery.
I never heard that.
Also, a widow way back yonder would wear a mourning what do you call it, cap or hat, whatever it was, a sort of turtle shell affair, plain black, didn't rise up high, didn't have any frills on it, and a long black crepe that went down behind to the waist. And she wore that for what was thought a proper length of time in respect to her husband.
Huh, that's interesting. Say on an average sort of day, if someone asked you how you're feeling, what would you answer?
You might say pretty good, pretty well, fine.
Okay. And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you call that?
Well, they used to say rheumatic. Now they say arthritic.
Okay. So what's the noun? You say you've got what?
Arthritis or rheumatism.
Okay. And a very severe sore throat that children used to have.
Tonsillitis.
Or dip.
Strep throat.
Or they choke up and die from it.
Croup.
Or dip.
Strep throat. Streptococci.
Did you ever hear something that children would die from? They'd choke up. They'd get blisters on the inside of the throat.
I don't know what they got, but croup killed a good many of them in the old days.
What about, it starts with a D? Diphtheria.
Oh, diphtheria.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I forgot about that.
And a disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.
Skin and what?
Your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice.
Okay.
I know, I had it once.
Oh, really?
It robbed me of all my energy. I just couldn't do a thing.
Mm. And when you have a pain down here and you have to have an operation.
Appendicitis.
And if you ate something that didn't agree with you and it came back up, you'd say you had to
vomit it, or what's the other word? Throw it up.
Mm-hmm. Both of those are nice ways of saying that.
What?
Both of those are nice ways of saying that.
Both of them what?
Or nice expressions to use.
Vomit would be better.
Mm-hmm. What about a really crude way of saying that?
Puke.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
At the stomach.
And if a boy kept on going over to the same girl's house and was spending a lot of time with her, you say that he was